And as we must get free of this false training and recapture our frozen abilities to lead, we need Popper's help to redesign ourselves. But it seems he set us an impossible task. We who must be the leadership that we need, we who want to build a future based on different premises, a future of unleashed, fully released leadership, that being the original, the goal for which we reach. On the one hand, he tells us that who has what particular gifts cannot be predicted, nor can we know in advance what gifts will be needed by our collectivities. So attempting to shape or create these things is beyond the province of education. And needless to say, the totalitarian-minded think otherwise, as they want to be seen as the source of our gifts, to be, or rather seem to be, omniscient, the possessors of all knowledge, which we must therefore go to if we want our portion of it. And last week we talked about the fact that knowledge is a necessary for us, and that they therefore try to make that scarce too, have a monopoly or seeming monopoly on it, on access to it. So there's that we must be free to develop our gifts freely, without coercion or duplicity, without agendas, hidden or paraded, and not just selfishly, but because our brothers and sisters will need them. And then he says that we need these fully developed individualities that can therefore be altruistic in order to alter the present, but that only institutions can shape a different future. The assumption, acceptance of this institutional role is an expression, a reflection of his acceptance of the fait accompli of the state. Unintentionally, Popper has us chasing our tails, it seems, trying to fix that which is making us, shaping us, to keep making it, the institutions of class, that which is hurting us, harnessing us. Bentham schooled Power well on the importance of setting up the echo chamber, family, school, state, market, to ensure that we never hear thoughts that challenge class, that contradict the logic of rule, the ethics of utilitarianism, i.e. to ensure that we cannot become individualities in Popper's sense, that is, to ensure that we cannot grow our gifts. And indeed, it's impossible to accomplish this in an unlimited sense, within the parameters given by not just existing institutions, but by institutions themselves. But I may be doing Popper a disservice. It could be simply that he trusted the earth, much as Nicola's mom never doubted his return. And in his autobiography, Nikola Tesla recalls that, quote, "At a certain age, I contracted a mania for gambling, which greatly worried my parents. My father gave vent to his anger and contempt, but my mother was different. She understood the character of men and women, and knew that one's salvation could only be brought about through his own efforts," unquote. And it could be that Popper knew what our non-human animal friends have learned, to trust what comes from chaos. Perhaps Popper trusted that grandmother would bring back her wandering children of abandonment. But that's avoiding the question of institutions. In a recent show, the September 22nd, 2013 show, we concluded that in a future that's free, there is no economy because it needs no means for rank assigning. This could likewise be said of education. And in a world defined by love, children are no longer possessions. And in a world in which we live our gifts, including the quality of leadership, would not life itself reincorporate what we think of now as governance? Does not governance itself imply, rely for its relevance on scarcity as concept and as manufactured reality?